And what'd you eat at that big Harry Potter table?
Duh, I don't even remember. It was probably some white ass food like mashed potatoes and grilled chicken or something. And I was like,
did you need a whole permission slip and everything to go eat dinner?
Now that I think about it,
probably. You had this woman's house.
It's kind of weird, like having 20 like 5-year olds at your.
How
like,
did they let her slide by? They were like, the field trip's at my house.
I'll yeah, it's kind of weird having like 25-year olds, like 6-year olds at your house, like for dinner, but. And like thinking about she that now as an adult, that's how you know she was like on some real granny like.
She pulled older. A Miss Frizzle from the Magic School Bus.
From the Magic School Bus, literally.
Is this thing on?
Yeah.
It's Mommy, and you are now tuning into Es Una Vibra Way. Enjoy. All right, we're good. Esta es una vibra way, and tonight we have a very special guest. His name is Kishore. Welcome.
Hello.
Thank you.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, thank you. This is crazy because honestly, we haven't hung out before this.
Yeah, we actually met on the street and I was like, oh, you yeah. seem like a cool Latina chick to do
a podcast. He was like, do you have with. A podcast?
Yeah.
You look like a bitch who will have a podcast.
And I was like, is it a vibe? And she said, es un vibra way. And then we became friends.
And I was like, all right, bet, come on. So now he's here.
Nah, but actually though, shout out to Eddie for introducing us.
So this is my should I give his whole like thing anyways this is Edgar's friend.
That's fine, that's perfect.
He was on episode I want to say like 6 or something. He was the one speaking Spanish in season 1. And this is his friend, and he was like, oh my gosh, your podcast is so cool.
That no, is
he didn't say that. He was
we met on the street and that's literally what I said.
I was just literally like, you want to do a podcast, but
you're doing it now.
So
shit, you're killing it.
If you want to tell us a little bit about yourself.
So my name's Kishore, originally born in India.
Yeah. You were born there?
Yeah. So wait, see, now you guys know. Now you guys know we actually are meeting for the first time.
I'm learning shit with y'all. So
yeah, so I was born in India. My whole family was born in India. My mom, my dad, my sister, me. And then we moved here when I was like 4 years old. But I've been basically in North Carolina the rest of my life. So I'm a Southern U.S. baby, like all accustomed to the Southern U.S. lifestyle. But yeah, long story short, just Kishore, just a nice, chill dude that's been, you know.
May I ask why your family moved over here?
Oh yeah. So my dad, he actually, it's kind of funny how like similar me and my dad's like lives line up a little bit, but like in weird ways. But long story short, he didn't study, I didn't study well in college. But yeah, but now he's great, he's doing great now. Mm-hmm. But he long story short, he was one of 4 and he had 3 sisters. And his dad, I think I've told you this, like it's kind of, it might be similar in your culture too, but like in Indian culture, like the son is, if you have a bunch of sisters, the son is expected to like kind of grow up and like take care of the family. Yeah. Almost like mm-hmm. work his ass off. I mean, the daughter's expected the same, but like in traditional Indian culture,
is the daughter expected the same?
They're expected to work their ass off. But I mean, like my aunts were in a weird time period where like things were kind of changing for women, like as
because
like,
let me say something real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
I feel like in our culture it's more the sons.
Yeah. No, it's definitely more the son.
But it's weird because they're spoiled more. And then the daughter's supposed to do a lot more, but they're supposed to like bring the family
together.
Up.
Yeah.
But the daughter's expected to do more like.
The thing with my aunts is my dad's sister, he has 3 sisters, right? And they're mm-hmm. all like really strong, independent, like hardworking women. They all had jobs, even though like traditional Indian culture is like housewife is like the number one job, which they knew that. So like they still were really good like moms to their kids and their husband, and then like wives to their husband. But like that wasn't their sole like thing, you know what I'm saying? They all like went out and got their master's or got a bachelor's at least, and like were able to pursue like very like honorable careers, but my dad was kind of expected, to answer your question, my dad was kind of expected to like come here and like grow up and eventually like, you know, pay it back forward to his parents and like take care of his parents, which he actually ended up doing. He's fulfilled that.
But he saw a better opportunity
here. My dad, I mean, not even my dad, my grandpa, I would say. I'd have to owe it to him. My grandpa was like, you need to go to America. It's the shit over there.
Was your grandpa here?
No, my dad. Grandpa was in India.
Oh shit.
Yeah, my dad had was a ME, a mechanical engineer in India. He was working like for a construction company.
And then your grandpa was like, just go do.
Yeah, he was like, go to America for a better life. And like, you know, the American dream is very alive and thriving at the time. So he was like, go to America. We'll get you married. Go there. You can settle in. You'll be able to earn a lot more money for your profession. And then like, I'm not really sure like the exact details of it, but I do remember, and I'm not gonna say everything about him because, you know, that's his life.
That's
like,
his business.
That's his business.
Tell him if he wants to come on.
Yeah, maybe I'll invite my dad for the next next hour.
Yeah,
he just pops in with his mustache. Hello, how are you? I'm here. No, but he's very nice, cool dude. But he
was
like,
it hard for them?
Yeah, at first I would say like it was definitely hard for my dad because he came here by himself first.
Oh, okay.
And my mom
test the waters.
Yeah, and my mom and my mom and me actually were in India, this city called Chennai. We were living with my dad's parents and I was going to like kindergarten and preschool over there. My sister was just about to be born or had just been born. I do remember my dad like went back and forth. He like went back, knocked my mom up, came back here.
No, yeah.
And then like my mom was pregnant with my sister and then she was born. But my dad basically sacrificed like the first, like, yeah, actually, now that I think about it, he sacrificed the first like
year and a half. Oh, because he had to be out of your life for a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Test the waters and then.
Exactly. And he didn't get to see my sister be born and he only got to see her like 18 months into her being born because he was so invested in his life over here trying
to
like.
Do you think that affected him or did that affect you?
I think it affected him in different ways that we can't really understand right now just because like we haven't ever done that and we haven't, but like I can kind of like.
Does he talk about it at all?
He talks about it a little bit. He kind of like, it's kind of like typical, like, you know, like what the immigrant shit, like when your parents come here and they want you to know like where they came from, just like as a motivational factor.
Hard as fuck.
You better get your shit together because you don't have have to deal with shit, you know? It's like one of those things.
I did the hard part.
Yeah, exactly. So like my dad has kind of told that story like that. But I mean, every time he talks about it now, it's more just like, oh, you know, like this is what I've been through, and like he's more trying to like, he's not trying to show off or show that he did the American dream, which he did, but he's more trying to just like show that like the mistakes that he made, and he's trying to like show us like to push us and like trying to like tell us not to make the same mistakes. So I've heard that story before, like in that terms, you know.
Do you think it affected you not having him there when you were younger?
No, I was honestly too young. And like later on in my life, he was there for a lot of it. He's always been a traveling guy. Like he always worked Monday through Friday in a different city, like even when I moved to America. So like I kind of got used to it, you know. My mom kind of like raised me solely, but long story short, I'm just here chilling in North Carolina. This is like my home, you know what I'm saying, away from India.
Why was it North Carolina? Like y'all had family here before that?
No, honestly, my dad, job opportunity. My dad got a great opportunity to come here. He worked here for a little bit, like we were originally from Greensboro. He worked there for like maybe like 2 years or a year and a half, maybe not even. And then like he got opportunities because he's a consultant, so he works in software now. So that's what I was trying to say. He was a mechanical engineer in India, and that's what he studied to be. But then I guess he had to have a career switch because he wasn't able to maybe transfer. I don't know if it was what he got over there to here, or maybe it wasn't transferring properly.
I hear a lot about that, about people who weren't able, like they did their studies in their home country but couldn't like transfer that here, so it's like basically starting over, but then you're still up.
Exactly. It's
he
weird.
He still made it.
That's the crazy part. That's like really shows his drive and his work ethic and like how much he wanted to just do it for not only himself but like his family, you know. And like just to go back to what you were saying, like that's definitely true because my mom studied to be a dietitian, like a literally a dietitian, and she had a master's degree
in India,
and then she came here and she couldn't practice being a dietitian. I guess I don't know if that's a technical term,
no,
but
it is.
Yeah, she couldn't practice being a dietitian because she had to go to school for another, I don't know if it was 2 years or 4 years or whatever the requirement was. She had to go to school for that much more here to be able to be the same amount of qualification.
Prove that you had that.
Yeah, I don't know what exact reasoning, but maybe it was to prove, or maybe it was just to show like you still had it, or like you knew what you were doing before they just, you know, gave you like whatever the permissible like rules and regulations were being a dietitian. So she never became what she's like, not in a negative way, but like she like basically studied over there and she never got to do what she wanted to do because my dad was traveling and she was taking care of me and my sister the whole
time.
Did she,
not to be in her business because this is about you, but like,
no, it's okay, we're getting to know each other right now.
Did she like do anything else here like that she wanted to do?
Yeah, so my mom's very like, she's a very nurturing person, like in general, aside from just being a mom. So she was a substitute teacher for a little bit, and then she became an assistant teacher at Brooks Global Elementary School.
Okay.
Where it's back in Greensboro where I'm from.
But she enjoyed that.
She did. She taught kids with special needs for like a long time. Very sweet. Yeah.
I always thought about doing that.
It's super tough.
Yeah.
It's super tough, you know? And those kids, they're really smart kids. You know, they're smart. Like each kid that she taught had like a different like special attribute to them that just made them
everyone says like, special needs, but any like, I don't want to say special needs kid that I've met are like,
they're brilliant.
Things that I wouldn't even.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. It's like I kind of think of it in this way, and I'm not trying to get all deep or anything.
Opposite, like.
Yeah, no, it's kind of like God like gifted them with like, like they might not like, they're just like the rest of us because we're all human beings. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, like, it's kind of like God gifted them because He gave them like a leg ahead and like whatever the skill may be.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Some kids are really gifted in drawing. Some kids have great memory, like better than us.
Anything you could ever think of.
But they are like, you know, a lot of them do, especially at that young age. It's just the reality of the situation.
It's
a behavioral thing, you know? Yes. Like they have to, you know, just like we were when we were kids. Like you have to learn how to become more mature, become an adult. Like,
and
you
I feel like they have that from the get-go, so it's like a lot to handle.
It's a lot to handle.
What makes them,
and they want to be like independent, but they still need help, you know. So like my mom obviously had times in school where, you know, it was tough for her because she had to you know, just like,
is she still doing
deal
that
with like the behavior of some of these kids, which can sometimes be violent, which can sometimes be really sad, which can sometimes just mean doing nothing. Like it's just, it's a different day every day, you know. So it really wore her out. But she was able to come out on the other side, prosperous. No. She's retired now.
Okay.
She, she has like,
she's living her life.
She's living her life. Yeah. My dad taking care of her. But they're doing good. They're chilling, you know.
Have you ever thought about, because also I feel like this isn't about me, this is about Kishore, but we have a lot of similarities where you were here at 4, I was here at 3. From our home countries, and the same thing, like our parents just want to like give us a better life and stuff like that. Have you ever thought about your life, what it would have been if, or like, do you ever sit back and you're like, I wonder what Kishore I would be if I had just stayed in India?
I'm not even gonna lie, I think about that all the time. Maybe not all the time, but like once a month. Because like, it's just, it's a blessing, right, to be here. Mm-hmm. Like, definitely. And I think,
but
like,
it's also in the back of your mind, like,
yeah, like how different my life would have been.
Yeah.
I don't know if I, honestly, sometimes, this is just me being honest, I feel like I would have been more grounded if I was in India, because I don't know, though. You really don't know because you didn't live that life. Because you never did it. Yeah, like, who knows?
It's just a thought.
Yeah, I could be fucking dead or in jail. I mean, not to be negative, but like,
it could have been
that way if I stayed in India.
It could have been a negative thing.
But I would like to think, you know what I'm saying?
But it could also have been a negative thing here because you have so much privilege in a way.
Exactly. So that's what I was going to tell you. Like a lot of Indian kids, not a lot, but there's some Indian kids, whether they misbehave or whether their parents think they need that kind of like traditional Indian values where they get like, their parents will send them to boarding school in India, or like they'll move over there for like a couple of years and then they'll come back here just so
like,
they
remember where you came from.
Remember where you came from, kind of stuff, you know, or just to like show them like appreciation, like you said, because we are privileged here, to show them appreciation for life here. But all my friends that did it, they after a while, they were like, fuck this.
Yeah, it didn't do nothing.
Yeah. Am I allowed to cuss, by the way?
No, yeah, you're good.
Okay, I didn't know.
You are allowed to cuss. Say, and you did your research.
There I did my research.
There was a lot of cussing in it.
I did my research, but there was that one episode with the twin where she was like, she said something, and she was like, oop, maybe I shouldn't. I don't know. Maybe I'm tripping.
No, yeah, we cuss. We cuss around here.
Okay, cool. I didn't know, you know what I'm saying?
Explicit.
I know. I was like, maybe you're...
Here's a warning. We are going to be cussing from now on. Yep. I feel like I did cuss a little bit before this.
Parental advisory recommended or whatever it says on the bottom of the album. But
So
you came here when you were 3.
Yeah.
From Mexico.
Mm-hmm. My mom brought me over.
And your brother wasn't born at the time?
Not yet, no. We're 8 years apart.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. So your brother...
And I do think about that a lot. I'm like,
that's crazy.
Because I had a couple cousins that I grew up with there up until I was 3.
Mm-hmm.
And I see their life now and I'm like, wow. Like, what would have been Monse?
Yeah.
Not me saying my government name.
Right.
Yeah, what would have been mommy?
Mommy, yeah.
In Mexico. Like, I don't know.
Wait, but...
And you can think about what it could be, but you never know.
Isn't your actual government name Montserrat?
We're cutting that out. Now I'm telling my actual... How did you know that?
I did some research.
You did a lot of research.
That's not a lot of research. I only researched you for like an
hour. He's about to say my social security number.
No, don't make me seem to be like some creep.
Nah, fuck him.
No, actually, Eddie told me that that was your full name because I was like, is Monse short for anything? Does your name mean anything, first off?
Because
like my name, I'm just me asking that because my name is like... My name is like an Indian like baby god because we're polytheists.
A baby god?
Yeah, we're polytheists, I think is what it's called. Polytheism.
That's what, the religion? Or?
No. It's when you believe in multiple deities. Okay. Like you believe in multiple higher powers. That's what Hinduism is. Like they believe in multiple gods. And there's a god for everything.
So that's one baby god.
Kishore. That's one of the baby gods. Yeah. That's like the name of one of the baby gods. But mine.
Is it like in Mexican culture where each like... I guess for us, it's santos, like baby gods and stuff. Like, does yours represent something? Like,
it's supposed to
peace and like other shit. Does yours?
Yeah, I don't know.
Be cussing right after baby god. Baby shit.
Yeah, I know, right? It's the worst Hindus ever. But it's supposed to. There's definitely a meaning for it, but that's all I know.
All you know is you're a baby god.
All I know is that I'm a baby god, a baby G. That's it.
I looked up my name once, and I'm a mountain somewhere, and I'm a what's it called? A virgin. Like, you know the Virgin Mary? There's a virgin Montserrat, so.
Oh, Montserrat. That's how you say it.
Yeah,
Montserrat. We can cut this part out.
Honestly. No, you're good, and that's fine. Okay. But there's different spellings. So mine isn't spelled like the mountain one or the Virgin Montserrat, but it's close.
But it's close enough.
And the funny story is, so in Mexico, you have to go register your baby.
Uh-huh.
So when my mom gave birth, she was like, I want her name to be, and I'm like, do I want to say like my middle name? But it's been out there.
Right.
So she wanted my name to be Karina Montserrat.
Mm-hmm.
And then she tells her mom, so my grandma, hey, can you go register her real quick? And she's like, yeah. But she was like, no, like this, it's better if she's Montserrat Karina. Because you said if everything goes well in the birth, it's like a thing, like giving thanks to the Virgin of Montserrat for helping her give birth, healthy and stuff. But my mom was like, I'll do that in the middle name. And my grandma was like, you'll do that in the first name. So when she went to go register me, my grandma put Montserrat Karina. Instead of backwards. So my name should have been Karina.
So your name?
According to my mom. But my grandma was like... No.
Do you think you would have liked that better?
I thought about that a lot, and now I'm just like, I'm kind of glad it was Montserrat because Karina's very like.
Montserrat is a cool.
And Montserrat,
yeah,
but Montserrat I got is a cool name for it a lot.
I'm sure.
Up because if you don't have a normal name, like everyone's like,
what kind of fucking name is that, right?
And
trust me, my name is Kishore, like Marvarman. It's a long ass name, and it's just like.
But did you get made fun of for Kishore?
A little bit sometimes, not really fun of. People would just say it in a funny way, and then everyone would just start laughing. Like,
did you get bullied for it?
I probably did, but I don't even remember that. But and you then, got like bullied.
Yeah, and then Monse comes from my kindergarten teacher was like, Montserrat's like, girl, you're in kindergarten. Can you even spell that? Yeah. And she said, you're going to be Monse.
Yeah.
And the short version in Spanish is Monse. So she was onto something.
Like, she was onto something.
She was like, all right.
That's Monse. Some kindergarten teacher Monse. Stuff. Yeah, they're giving you nicknames and stuff.
So that's where Monse came from.
And then you just kind of stuck with you from there on?
Yeah, because she didn't want to spell out. Well, we weren't going to deal with the whole name.
Yeah, so and then so everyone just started calling you that.
Yep.
Wow.
And that's where that came from.
Well, if it,
and
if it
means anything, like, I think it's a cool ass so name. French, and I'm like, oui, oui.
Monse.
Like, earlier you said something, you're like, bitch, that's French.
Oui.
I was like, English isn't my first language. You're like, bitch, that's French.
That's French.
I have no idea. But people, when they hear Monse, they're like, is that French?
No, seriously. That's kind of what I asked Eddie, too.
And I'm like, no, I'm Mexican.
Yeah, Monse. No, but because, you know, Monsieur is, or Monsieur, I think. It's like sir, like in
that
French.
Means, yeah. I was going to say mister. I thought that
or was maybe it's mister. Actually, it's mister.
I actually don't know.
I actually don't know either. I don't want to.
I feel like I've
sorry heard to all the French movie. Folks out there.
I feel like I've heard it in a movie. I just know
monsieur.
Oui, oui, and croissant.
Croissant, monsieur. Yeah. Oui, oui, voulez-vous coucher avec soi? I think that means like, would you like to sleep with me in French?
Is that what it was in that song?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
That's what she was saying.
Yeah, that's actually where I got that from. That's actually where I got that from.
I was just singing along.
Yeah, me neither. I know. It's a dirty ass song. You know what I'm saying?
But anyways, you didn't get bullied for your name at all.
I don't think I got bullied for my name. I think more people just like kind of like teased at it. I don't know if like I got like actually bullied. Like,
did you ever? That's what my next question. Did you ever get bullied at all?
Definitely. Yeah. I bought like school when I was way younger. My mom would pack me like Indian school lunches and stuff, you know. And Indian food, you know, it smells.
I've heard if you don't bring a sandwich, you're getting bullied.
You're getting bullied, and you know when you're young, you don't know that. You know what I'm saying? So you're just like
this shit's good as fuck.
Yeah, you're like this shit's good as fuck, and then you get made fun of, and then you go home and you're all angry and disappointed, and you're like, mom, I'm like. We call them amma. This is for mom. So
amma?
Like, yeah, amma. So,
for my mom, it'd be like ma. So just without the a.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Well, actually, I do say amma.
Yeah. Amma. Uh-huh. But yeah, and appa is dad. But I would go home and be like, ma, pack me a peanut butter jelly.
Really? You switched it up?
I switched it up because I didn't know when I was younger. You know what I'm saying? Because like you're getting made fun of for your food and like you're bringing it in like little tin Indian boxes and they're like, it's like split up. There's like rice and curry and like bread and like different things there.
My fat ass would have been like, fuck y'all. I mean,
good yeah.
Thing, but
and the food is honestly way healthier. But like when you're younger, you don't want to like, man, not even when I'm younger, honestly, even it's like middle school, it's kind of crazy because like even in the middle, I think like that happening at such a young age.
Yeah,
it's my middle school and high school days, even when I brought, because I packed my lunch throughout all my grade schools, because like why not, and my mom would pack it for me. I just like after that incident where I was like getting made fun of for bringing Indian food, I just like told my mom to pat me like PB&J.
What'd your mom say?
I guess my mom, even when I was younger, I guess my mom just wanted us to be happy and like she wanted us to fit in. So she would so she would go to the grocery store and try her best.
And that's what I was telling you about earlier. Earlier you were like, you got Prime. And I was like, that's for Vince. And I was like, I don't want him to be.
Yeah.
Like
kind of left out or bullied. Yeah, exactly. That's kind of how my mom was too. So she was like, man, you know, even if I like cooking Indian food for my son, and that's like our home food.
And even if I hate Logan Paul, we're going to have Prime.
We're going to have Prime. And even if I hate PB&J, I'm going to give it to him. Aww. You know?
And did the bullying stop? Like, they were just like, all right, this man has, he's in it now.
Yeah. And then they started bullying me for being Indian.
Just sad as fuck.
No,
just eating your PB&J.
Yeah, I'm just eating PB&J. Now they're finding a new reason to bully me.
For real?
No, I'm kidding. I don't know. They probably did, though.
No, I did get bullied a lot.
A lot?
Yeah, and I was just telling my mom the other day, and she was like, I don't believe it.
Is Spanish your first language, obviously? So, like, did you, I mean, I guess you were 3, so you probably picked up on it pretty fast. I did, too, but did it take you a while to learn English a little bit?
A little bit, because it was like Spanish at home, and then I just started kindergarten in 5th grade, and then, I mean, not 5th grade. At 5 years old. I started kindergarten at
5th grade.
I'm slow.
Damn.
Like, what the fuck?
What are you in, like, 10th grade right now?
No. When I was 5, and then I had to go to ESL.
Yeah, that's what I had to do, too.
Yeah.
And I remember getting bullied for that a little bit because I was, like, not making...
My ESL teacher, though? Shout out to her. She might not be with us anymore because she was a little older. Shout out Miss Cognell.
Shout out Miss Cognell if you're alive. We love you.
I love her so much. She was so nice.
I'm not going to lie. My first grade school teacher, her name was Mrs. Hawk. And she was like, I don't know if it was her husband. It definitely was her husband because teachers we know don't get paid that much in North Carolina. But she like invited us to her house for a field trip for dinner.
That was a first trip?
To her house, right? I'm not even kidding. She had a dinner table and it fit like, it was like one of those long, like a
whole Thanksgiving table.
Yeah, it was like a Thanksgiving table, like one of those that you see in like Game of Thrones or like Harry Potter or some shit. Like,
what the fuck?
I swear to God, like all, maybe, I mean, maybe and I'm over exaggerating. This is a field trip to my first grade school teacher, public school, mind you, not crazy. Private or anything like
that. I wasn't going to be in your business, but I was like, this man went to private
school. No, hell no, 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 no. I was not like that growing up, but. Freaking public school, first grade.
Where was it?
Long like ass table, like, and like we had dinner County? At her house. No, this was in Guilford County in Greensboro. Oh, okay. I went to Jefferson Elementary.
Okay,
shout out Eagles. I think
I was Eagles in elementary too.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. Let's go.
What the fuck? That's crazy.
Crazy. We got more in common than we thought.
And what'd you eat at that big Harry Potter table?
Duh, I don't even remember. It was probably some white ass food like mashed potatoes and grilled chicken or something. And I was like,
did you need a whole permission slip and everything to go eat dinner?
Now that I think about it,
probably. You were at this woman's house.
It's kind of weird, like having 20 like 5 year olds at your.
How
like,
did they let her slide by? They were like, the field trip's at my house.
I'll yeah, it's kind of weird having like 25 year olds, like 6/6 year olds at your house, like for dinner, but. And like thinking about that now as an adult, that's how you know she was like on some real granny like.
She pulled a Miss Frizzle from the magic school bus.
From the magic school bus, literally.
Some random ass shit.
Swear to God,
we're going to my kitchen.
I know exactly.
My dining room.
My dining room. I think the parents were there for a little bit, and then like they left, and then we ate dinner, and then they.
I was about to say just the whole kids just. Like,
yeah.
Seems a little sus.
It's a little sus. Not a thing. Not as I'm
it
like.
Seems half as bougie, I'm like
repeating it to you.
Half bougie, half sus. Like
as I'm kind of repeating it to you right now. Like this is kind of weird.
This is a safe space. You can tell me what happened to you.
No, but shout out Miss Hawk. Though she's cool.
My first grade teacher passed away from cancer.
Damn.
And so did my kindergarten teacher.
Damn, both from cancer.
Yeah.
Damn, rest in peace. What kind of cancer, if you don't mind me asking?
I feel like the kindergarten teacher, I don't know, but my first grade teacher was from breast cancer.
I was gonna guess that's like one of the big ones that takes
and
people out.
I remember my second grade teacher was Miss Andrews, now that we're on teachers. And when I was in second grade, the 9/11 happened.
Oh.
So we were sitting in the classroom. We were actually on, what's it called? Like the reading time when you're on the mat. And I just remember like people screaming and like running past the hallway.
Uh-huh.
And then Miss Andrews turned on the TV.
Mm-hmm.
And I just saw it and I was like, isn't this... traumatizing for second graders?
Yeah, she was playing that in front of everybody.
Well, she realized that people were screaming down the hallway and she's like, what's going on? Just turn on the TV.
Dang.
And I was like,
you remember that? Like people, you remember like people screaming?
Remember
actually
off the screen, off the screen, off the like
yeah
behind the scenes, I was telling you how I don't remember shit from when I was little. Like my mom, the first episode of this season, she's telling us how she remembers when she was 4.
Right.
I don't remember a lot from when I was younger, but I do remember that like certain things, and that's one of them, that I was sitting there, we were gonna do reading time, and I do remember people screaming down the hallway because the door was open.
That's really intense.
And they passed, some people were going this way and some people were going this way just screaming, and then she turns on the screen and it was 9/11.
Oh my goodness.
Yep.
That honestly sounds like from like a movie, TV flashback or something.
It was so great. Like, I don't remember shit.
I've heard stories from people like that, like around like your age, like 20. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I've heard stories from your old ass.
Your old ass. Your grandma ass. Second grade, 9/11. Could it be me? No, I'm kidding. But I was probably like in kindergarten or first grade.
You're just in there coloring.
I was sitting there coloring.
Y'all can't see me, but I'm holding the crayon.
Yeah, I probably saw it on TV and thought it was an episode of like Tom and Jerry or something.
Yeah, I feel like now it's just so traumatizing. Now that I think about it.
That was a crazy moment.
Okay.